Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up soon enough, we'll talk to our... where's Jim Callis? Oh, I didn't know what you were saying in there, Antonio. That's my problem. Jim Callis from MLBPipeline.com. Good enough to hop on board with us here. Jim, Jody Mac here. Sorry for the diatribe on the Preakness, but I'm a degenerate horse racing fan.
No problem. I just, I'm in the middle of dinner, so I was trying to squeeze you in, but I'm still grabbing.
Well, then I'll just hit you with a couple quick questions. How good a field is this of those who are eligible for the MLB draft this year?
There's talent in every draft. I mean, it's definitely a hitter-heavy draft. I think the first six picks in the draft are going to be position players. I've been doing this for 30 years. It might be the worst group of first-round worthy college pitchers I've seen. There's just no depth to the college pitchers. But there's some pretty good hitters at the top.
Any reasoning by the lack of good quality arms to come out? Because those are the guys who, if they are right, can actually get to the big leagues faster than anybody else, or at least that's been my experience.
Yeah, no, I think it's just cyclical. I mean, last year, the number one pick in the draft was Casey Mize, who out of Auburn, and he had some of the best combination of stuff and polish you'll see, and he's already in AA and honestly could be in the big leagues right now if the Tigers were contending. But I think it's just cyclical. It's just one of those things. I mean, most years the scouts are complaining and there aren't enough college position players, and this year there's a lot of college position players. I know there's 34 picks in the first round this year, and I think when all is said and done, we will have 23 hitters taken in the first round, which will be a record. It's just a good year for hitters and a weaker year for pitchers, and because you have the two of those, I think it makes the hitters look even stronger and the pitchers look even weaker.
And I saw your latest rankings. You actually think there's a chance a catcher is going to be the first pick this year. When was the last time that happened?
Well, Bryce Harper technically was a catcher in junior college, but they announced him as an outfielder. I think the last catcher who was drafted as a catcher was Joe Mauer, and that was back in 2001. So it's been a while. But no, Adley Rutschman, Oregon State, I mean, he's not just the favorite. He's a strong favorite. I mean, he's a switch hitter. He's hit for power and average. He had a huge sophomore season. He was MVP of the College World Series. He's having an even better year this year. He draws walks as well. He's got a plus arm. He's a plus receiver. He's got great makeup. He even played a little football at Oregon State earlier in his career. There's really no flaw in his game. But he's the strong favorite to go number one. He's a switch hitter, too. So it's like, you throw that in there as well. But yeah, he's the strong favorite to go number one right now.
Is he a catcher for the next 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, or 15 years?
No, he's a legit catcher, and he'll stay there. Catchers, I mean, long term, it takes a beating on you. But no, he's not one of these guys who's, Bryce Harper, had he come out as a catcher, you would have said, well, we're really getting his bat, and we'll see how long he stays behind the plate. And it's not like Kyle Schwarber or, okay, well, we'll see if he can catch. We're not sure it's going to work. This guy is a legitimate catcher, and it's not just great hitter. We can get by behind the plate. This is great hitter, good defensive player as well. He's a legit catcher all the way.
All right, I see that you got ranked second. Bobby Witt, is that junior, as in younger son thereof?
It definitely is, and it's funny. Bobby Witt Sr. was the number three overall pick in the draft, and he's an agent now. He's actually Bobby Jr.'s agent, and I was talking to him, and I said, what would the odds have been, on the day Bobby was born, if somebody said, he's going to go higher in the draft than you did? And he laughed. But no, Bobby Witt Jr., tremendous five-tool potential shortstop. There's power. There's speed. He's a definite shortstop. He's not going to have to move. And as much as people love the tools, they love the makeup. I mean, he's a great kid. He's got instincts for going around the game. I mean, as you can imagine, Jody, I mean, anytime this guy's at an event and he's on all the, showcases and USA teams, who are you going to interview? You're going to interview Bobby Witt Jr., the son of Bobby Witt and all that stuff. And he's just a very gracious kid who has done probably 10 million interviews in the last 18 months. But great kid, great player. I'd be very surprised if the Royals don't take him at number two.
Fair enough. The other thing I wanted to get you on to talk about was, before you know it, we'll be into June, and then once we're into June, we're into July, and conversations start in June, and sometimes you even get a trade or two in June. Somebody wants to beat the rush, and if the right deal is out there, they'll pull the trigger on it for a team that thinks they are only one key piece away from being a major contender come playoff time. Usually those type trades are fill the void, big-time major league players, sometimes with big salaries included, in exchange for a team that's not going to be there this year and knows their better days are down the road, and they're going to be willing to take younger players and or minor league players with potential and the like. Who's got the best systems right now of the teams that look like they're going to be postseason teams, that when guys become available, they'll actually have pieces the other teams will want to be able to make those kind of acquisitions?
The three teams that jump out to me, and none of them are big market teams, are the Padres have the best farm system in baseball, and you know, they've got a lot of talent beyond, you know, just calling up Fernando Tatis Jr. and Chris Paddock. They have the best system. They have star talent, and they have a ton of depth. So the Padres, I mean, pretty much could, you know, any player who's on the market, the Padres could probably go get if they wanted. And the other two, I would say, are the Braves and the Rays, who aren't quite as good as the Padres, but they could go out and make a deal too. Although it would be interesting, because especially with the Rays, who just don't have the resources other clubs have, it would be kind of out of their MO to go, you know, give up a lot of prospects for a short-term rental, but they've got a really good team, and maybe they will do that.
All right, let me tell you a couple specific teams. Tell me how good they're solid. They've got the pieces to make a deal. It's going to be tough to envision, or they got no chances because their system stinks. Minnesota, a little surprised to be on top of that division. They've got some young players. They added some nice veteran free agents on short-term deals this year. What's Minnesota's farm system look like if they're one key piece away?
They've got a good system. I think they could go out and put something together. They have some interest. I mean, they have two of the very best prospects in baseball, including Royce Lewis, who was the number one overall pick a couple years ago, and a hitter named Alex Kirilloff. But they have depth beyond those guys, too. So yeah, I think the Twins can make a pretty interesting trade.
All right, how about the Phillies, who sit atop the NL East, but the NL East isn't playing as well as I thought it might. I thought they had the shot to have four teams over 500. Now they've only got one or two. The Braves might be game over. But the Phillies, although they haven't been great, they've got first place, and they've got some guys who they believe are going to deliver big time for them. I follow their system. It's been good before, but they had to give up a bunch to get the JT Realmutos of the world to make some deals these last couple of years. Do they have enough to get a key piece, specifically a pitcher, if they need to?
I think they went out and made their moves in the offseason, getting guys like JT Realmuto. They gave up Sixto Sanchez, who's a really good pitching prospect. They got John Segura. They promoted guys to the big leagues. So their system, I'd say a couple of years ago, was good, and now it's kind of thinned out. Like, if they get a guy, it would probably be more along the lines of a salary dump than, you know, they're not going to be able to stack up with these other teams we're talking about if they're all competing for the same type of guy.
That's what I thought. James, good stuff. I appreciate it. I'm sorry to interrupt dinner and get off on my Preakness rant, but we'll get you on after the draft, and you can tell us who made these smart selections post-haste afterwards and really upgraded their system for potential trades come July. Jimmy, good stuff.
Sounds
always
good.
A pleasure. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Jody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.